Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Listen to the opening prayer for today. See if it doesn't tie into what we've been talking about in this last week. Draw near to your servants, O Lord, and answer their prayers with unceasing kindness, that for those who glory in you, not glory in self, not glory in their accomplishments, but those who glory in you as their creator and God, you may restore what you have created. May we be restored in the holiness of life. May we be restored to an understanding of why we were created. May we understand our purpose in life, and none of the world's values have any importance here. Really. That you may restore what you have created and keep safe what you have restored. May we know who we are. May we know where we're going. May we clearly know our identity. May we see every day as a day to advance His kingdom for His glory, His honor. It doesn't mean you need to preach. Just live your life for Him. Let all your intentions and your desires, they'll go towards self, but redirect them. Just keep redirecting them. Lord, I want this for your honor and glory, not for mine. If I receive it, may all the glory belong to you. I will always return it to you. Everything, brothers and sisters, from the smallest project I have to do today, may I do it for your honor and glory. Again, it doesn't have to be big things. It's small things done with the right intentions. Whether you're doing laundry, whether you're cooking a meal, whether you're mowing the lawn, whether you're building a house, whatever you're doing, do it for Him. And watch how God blesses the work of your hands. Again, we read from the prophet Jeremiah, this time chapter 31, verses 1 to 7. At that time, says the Lord, I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel. Those who've turned away from Him, those who rejected, those who didn't trust Him, those who said they would follow Him and then ended up complaining and moaning and groaning and turning away. I will be the God of all the tribes of Israel, and they shall be my people. At the mercy of God. Do you not think God would have mercy on you who have strayed? Mercy on you who have turned away? Don't you think God would have mercy if you just indicated by one simple act of your will, I want to return? Thus says the Lord, the people that escaped the sword have found favor in the desert. As Israel comes forward to be given his rest, the Lord appears to him from afar. With age-old love I have loved you, so I have kept my mercy toward you. Again, I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt. Think of that personally, and then think of the church, and then think of your country. I will restore you, and you shall be rebuilt, if ye turn to Him. O Virgin Israel, carrying your festive tambourines, you shall go forth dancing with the merrymakers. Again, you shall plant vineyards on the mountains of Samaria. Those who plant them shall enjoy the fruits. Yes, a day will come when the watchman will call out on Mount Ephraim, rise up, let us go to Zion to the Lord our God. For thus says the Lord, shout with joy for Jacob, exult at the head of the nations. Proclaim your praise and say, the Lord has delivered his people, the remnant of Israel, all that's left of Israel. From a very, very big people, strong people, but they strayed in all kinds of ways. Read the Old Testament. It's our story, too. We do the same thing. It's not just the people of the Old Testament. But God was faithful to them, even though they were not faithful to Him. And what was left, He delivered. Sometimes we're going through journeys, through deserts. We're going on journeys through very hard places. Trust Him. Under all circumstances, trust Him. And watch what He does. The Lord will guard us as a shepherd guards his flock. You know what a shepherd will do for his sheep. You know how he'll leave the whole flock and go after the one that has strayed, the one that's lost. He takes them where they can have food. He takes them where they can receive clean water. A good shepherd really cares for his sheep. The predators, he fights off. He cares for his sheep. That's what God wants to do for you, is care for you. And the gospel for today is the gospel of Matthew chapter 15, verses 21 to 28. At that time, Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." So here's a Canaanite, someone who is not a believer. She's desperate. She'll go to anybody. She doesn't, in a sense, belong to the Lord's flock. She does, but she doesn't know it. In a sense, she's outside the flock. And behold, a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out, "Have pity on me, Lord, son of David. My daughter is tormented by a demon." But he did not say a word in answer to her. He was testing her. And you say, why in that awful moment would he decide to test her? Because it was precisely in that moment that she, who was praying for her daughter, she was going to be set free. She was going to come to know the truth. Sometimes we say, where is God? Things happen and we don't get any answer. And we think, if there was a God, I would have an answer to this. And we don't. And so we tend to disbelieve. He was testing her. He did not say a word in answer to her. His disciples came and asked him, "Send her away, for she keeps calling out to us. She's always pestering us. She's bothering us. Get rid of her." Don't we do that sometimes? And he said in reply, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel," knowing that this woman would hear. Even that didn't put her off. The woman came, did him homage and saying, "Lord, help me." She didn't let that stop her when he said, "I don't come for you. I come for the lost sheep of the house of Israel." And he said in reply, "It is not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." Do you see how he's insulting her? He's testing her. And she said, "Lord, for even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." She's willing. I could weep over that. She's willing to be humiliated for the sake of her daughter. And Jesus is testing her faith. And then Jesus said to her in reply, "O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish." And her daughter was healed from that hour. How many times do you and I turn to the Lord? How many times? We don't think we get an answer. Or we turn to people and we get very rude answers. They tell us not to pester them again, not to bother them again. But this woman, you see, was willing to endure anything for the sake of her child. And that's what God wants of us on another level. He wants us to put the other person first. Sometimes we have to pay a price for that. But look what God did. He didn't just heal her daughter. He brought her to faith. He brought her into a relationship with him. If he had just said, "Go home, your daughter's healed," she would have gone home and rejoiced in it. Maybe thought, "This Jesus is really something. Look what he did for my daughter." But would she have really followed him? He was testing her faith. He wanted far more than the healing of her daughter. He wanted the immortal souls of the mother and the daughter. He was looking for something much bigger. He was looking for an eternity. I want to meet that woman when I go to heaven. I want to meet her because I don't know if I could have withstood that test. Although a mother's love for a sick child knows no bounds. I know that. I've witnessed that. But it just strikes me that no matter what the insult, no matter how the disciples are saying, get rid of her, I mean, any of that, in the midst of your own pain and your own suffering because of your child, you're being rejected, you're being ridiculed, you're being ignored. How would you feel? She wouldn't stop because she believed that he could do it. And even some of his disciples didn't believe that deeply. They hadn't yet been tested. They were tested and they came through with much suffering and having to repent in some cases. They did finally come through. But this woman, this in a certain sense, in a certain way, is her own Calvary. She would give up. And I just know how many people I talk to, how many people I deal with, and I know it in my own life, where when you've been insulted or humiliated or ridiculed in some way, it's very easy, very, very easy to shut that person out of your life. Ask the Lord about that. I'm not saying that you should subject yourself to ridicule, but I am saying that there may be something more that God wants to do for that person, and the very person who has insulted you, maybe God wants to use you to bring them to Christ. See, God's plans are so far above our plans, and it's so easy for us in the human to say, I'm not subjecting myself to that difficulty again. And maybe we shouldn't. But the first thing we ought to do is go to the Lord and say, Lord, I'll tell you what I've done. I've said to the Lord, Lord, I'll let the situation go, but I'm not going to turn my back on this person who has hurt me. Lord, you orchestrate the situation. I will be attentive to you. And if there's some way that I can be your servant in this situation, help me to be that. God has done it. I let him take initiative. What I have to do is root out of my heart the hardness of heart that comes when you're hurt, when you're wounded, when you're offended. I have to give that to the Lord and say, Lord, you bore all this for us and million times over and infinitely the number of times over. You've been this kind of ridicule and mockery or rejection or attack. Lord, help me to identify with you. Help me to become more like you. Show me what I'm to do. And you know what, brothers and sisters? You may pray that way for a year or two. You might, before God orchestrates the situation where you have a chance to speak to that person, where you have a chance to do a good deed for that person. And instead of rejecting them, you're ready to reach out because you've waited on the Lord's timing and you followed him. May God lead you and may God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.